Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second, the third baseman, Rod Cannell. Batting third, the second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting sixth, the catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting second, the second baseman, Manny Mota. Batting third, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball four. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick fires to first and has Ashburn trapped. There's the throw to Mota, who tags Ashburn for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon takes first base on ball four. Chiti moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Mets. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alou moves to third. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball for an out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-1 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Mays reaches second base with a double. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mays moves to third. One out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 3-1, Mets. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn. Davenport reaches second base with a double. Alou goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 Mets. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCormick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mota fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Ashburn reaches third base with a triple. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ernie Bowman pinch hits for Mike McCormick. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is called out on strikes. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 0-for-2 in the game. Mota hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan misplays the ball. That's an error on Pagan. Cannell moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport juggles the ball. That's an error on Davenport. Cannell moves to third. Mantilla moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges strikes out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chiti strikes out. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chacon takes first base on ball 4. Cannell scores. Mantilla moves to third. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hickman hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn strikes out. Bailey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ashburn out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Joe Pignatano pinch hits for Ed Bailey. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Duffalo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffalo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pignatano now catching. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bauschi pinch hits for Gil Hodges. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Ed Bauschi now playing first base. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Craig Anderson now pitching. Matty Alou pinch hits for Manny Mota. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Keene moves to third. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Cepeda reaches second base with a double. Keene scores. Mays moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mays scores. Cepeda scores. It's Mets, 5, Giants, 5. Bob Miller now pitching. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alou moves to second. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Alou steals third. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chiti for a passed ball. Alou scores. Davenport moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 0-for-3 in the game. Pagan hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Haller now catching. Stu Miller now pitching. Chuck Hiller now playing second base. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Haller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bob Miller. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thronberry moves to second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-4 in the game. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.